Heidi Geib always knew she wanted to work in medicine. Well, sort of.
I really love the medical world. I hate blood, needles, all that stuff. So I am not a fan of doctor and nursing. I love what they do and I'm glad they do it, but not me. Never me.
She's been a pharmacist for the last 30 years. Most of that time, she worked for big box stores and other independent pharmacies, but none of them allowed her to care for patients the way she wanted to.
So when I left my last job, they kept calling me, wanting to know where I was going to go because they wanted to follow. So, and I didn't really have a plan, so I wasn't sure what I was going to do.
So she decided to open Heidi's Pharmacy 2.5 years ago in Worcester, about an hour outside of Cleveland. It's a rather ordinary building. It's a little small, but inside is a lifeline for folks without access to their medications.
We really try to take care of people. You're not a number here. We know your story. Everybody here knows your story, so we can always take good care of you. We are always in touch with your doctors. We are packaging your medication. We are part of family.
Pharmacies, specifically big box pharmacies, have been struggling to stay open lately. Walgreens may close a quarter of its 8,200 stores nationwide. CVS announced plans 2 years ago to close nearly 1,000 stores. And after filing for bankruptcy a year ago, Rite Aid announced it was closing 800 stores nationwide, including 180 here in Ohio. Geib says she's had to pick up where a lot of these bigger box stores have left off. Her pharmacists administer vaccines in nursing homes and schools, and they partner with local free clinics to help meet the needs of their community.
I think all pharmacies, everywhere that has lost a Rite Aid, is really feeling it. Like, you know, people are just overwhelmingly busy of scrambling, of everybody trying to figure out where to go and what to do.
Geib says they've also started delivering medications to towns without a local pharmacy.
We go pretty much anywhere. We have we go all the way down into Loudonville and Perrysville. We go all the way over to Ashland. We go over to Oroville, Apple Creek, Doylestown, Rittman. All these places that have actually lost their Rite Aids too are suffering.
Retail analysts cite a number of reasons why pharmacies nationwide are closing, including increased competition, staffing shortages, and upticks in retail crime. Public health experts say that the loss of pharmacies hurts marginalized communities especially. Black, Latino, and low-income neighborhoods are often the first to lose their pharmacy access while simultaneously suffering from chronic illnesses like asthma and hypertension. Dr. Kimberly Josephson is an associate professor of business at the Lebanon Valley College and a research fellow with the Consumer Choice Center. She says that another vulnerable population is at risk, the elderly.
Elder care is a major concern because also we have an aging population. And so the need for pharmacies is actually going to increase. And especially for those who are older, you know, having that convenience of it being close by. And once again, going back to the importance of a connection with an actual pharmacist, to having that human element is so very important.
That human connection is what makes Geib's work so important. The pharmacy provides an essential service while forming connections with the community.
Our delivery people are excellent. They know everyone's pets' names, everyone's kids' names, everyone's. But it's also part of their life, too. They enjoy their job, and that's why, because they get to see people.
The next step for Geib in the pharmacy? Expanding services to group homes. And a bigger pharmacy wouldn't hurt either. It'll provide more space for Geib to help anyone in Worcester that needs it. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Richard Cunningham in Worcester.